This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
3 o'clock, we spin the wheel of culture quarterbacks. The New York Jets have decided to move on from Aaron Rodgers, given this new rookie GM and this inexperienced new rookie GM, rookie head coach, inexperienced offensive coordinator, leaving them with no quarterback to speak of at the moment. So we try and figure out what, if that's the problem, if Aaron Rodgers is no good, who's better? So we spin the wheel every day of the random quarterbacks. We'll do this until we either run out of quarterbacks or the Jets make a decision on who will actually be the quarterback. As we're getting ready for the combine, we'll get ready through the free agency period and the draft. We'll see what the Jets do. But there's a bunch of names that are options for the New York Jets. We went through a bunch of them yet to find one suitable or better than Aaron Rodgers. Today, we spin the wheel and find out what we get. So here we go. It is time to spin the wheel of culture quarterback.
Stafford takes the snap, steps up, fires one over the middle, intercepted, fourth one of the night, and it's Darren Lee with his second, Lee to the 25, and Lee is dropped inside the 20. The Jets defense has owned Matthew Stafford tonight.
Lone in the shotgun with five wide, there's the snap, they rush four, there's a line drive throw near side, leaping two-headed, falling down, catch in the end zone, caught for the Ram touchdown, Odell Beckham Jr., near side of the end zone. Leaping high, bringing it down. Matthew Stafford has just thrown a 17-yard touchdown pass for the Rams, who take an early lead in Super Bowl 56. Stafford, receivers in tight. He gets the snap. He cocks his arm. He throws a pass. Caught with the leap. Belt high, far side of the end zone. Touchdown pop! The Rams have taken the lead! The Rams have taken the lead! 1:25 to go! Heavily covered. Cup left and trapped the ball against his belt buckle.
Ooh, Matthew Stafford. This is hard. This is a difficult one. I love how Fleeks threw in the four interception game against the Jets. That was Sam Darnold's first career start for the New York Jets in that game. Where they
played another clip from that yesterday, whenever it was we did Darnold.
When we did Darnold, we played, yeah, because his first pick six. But the Jets actually rallied to win that football game. So how could you bring back Stafford? He can't even beat the lousy Jets and Sam Darnold. Obviously a tremendous quarterback. Obviously a Super Bowl champion. One of the better quarterbacks in the league. This one, you can't say that they would be worse off with Stafford instead of Aaron Rodgers. Stafford is still, I don't know about at the top of his game, but good enough to give the Eagles a run better than any other team in the NFL this year. They had every opportunity to win that game, and you could make the argument. You could. If it wasn't for the snow, and it wasn't for the elements, the Rams outplayed the Eagles and had an opportunity to win that game, and he was driving. He throws a touchdown pass. They get the ball back. He's driving with a minute and a half left to go stick it in the end zone and beat the Eagles, and he gets to, the 15-yard line. If it wasn't for that Carter sack up the middle, they probably beat the Eagles. So this is obviously just straight up play on the field. You can't argue the Jets are as good or better, clearly better, than even Aaron Rodgers provides. But the issue is, what do you have to give up to get him? And I'm sorry, as much as I like Matthew Stafford, $50 million is a bit much. $85 million is crazy. And that's the cap hit that you're going to have minimum with Aaron Rodgers. You could eat it all at once and have a $50 million cap. You could be paying $100 million for your quarterback year one. Plus trading assets for this team. And if you don't win now with him, and you make a decision to pay him big money and move forward with the next 3 years, like, that's part of the blessing with Aaron Rodgers. It's a one-year thing. And then you move on, you draft a quarterback. This is making a decision that a 37-year-old quarterback is going to have another two or three really good years, good enough to lead you to a Super Bowl. That's the move. That's the move for Matthew Stafford. Now, I just don't think he wants any part of it. He's going to come here and play with the New York Jets and be in the same position that so many other quarterbacks have been in. Inexperienced quarterback, inexperienced offensive coordinator, a new GM, a team that has a tradition of losing and failing unlike any other professional sports team. Like, this is just a tough ask. Now, I can't tell you they're worse. This is the first time you're actually getting a good product on the field. It's the first quarterback I believe wins games for the New York Jets. Does this do the bare minimum accomplishment of ending the playoff drought? I think it's as good an option as they have for that, and I do think that's important. But ultimately, to give up all that, to pay $80 million to try and scope, figure out the rest of the roster, give that kind of hole to a young GM, to try and build the rest of this roster that does have holes. They need a pass rush. They need, you know, they get some guys coming back, but they need, you know, still working on that offensive line. Are they going to have, what, four starters returning? You have to figure out Devontae Adams. Can you afford a $50 million plus the cap hit and Devontae Adams? How good can this team be with Matthew Stafford? Does he want to be here? And then you're buying into a long-term solution over the next handful of years with a quarterback making $50 million a year. I think it works on the field. I don't think it works roster-wise. And you need buy-in from Matthew Stafford. For those reasons, we've come to the conclusion of... in vogue? Yeah. No, you're never going to get it. Look, I can't tell you that this guy sucks, which is what we normally play, and I'm sure we will continue to play the rest of Culture Quarterback Wheel, but this is an option for the New York Jets that does make them really good on the field. This is an option for the New York Jets that does hopefully end that playoff drought. I do think the team is, if I could tell you that Rodgers is good enough to end the playoff drought, I'd be a fool to tell you that Stafford isn't, but for many reasons, I don't know if it works. I don't think the Jets would do it. I don't think Matthew Stafford would do it. But it is an option that at least provides them with some winning this year, not a new endeavor. All these players who don't want to rebuild don't have to rebuild. You can draft. I mean, then the question is, do you draft a quarterback and not give, like, do you waste the second over, do you waste a second or a third round pick on a quarterback of the future? Probably not. This is a 3-year deal, and you want to give Matthew Stafford every ability of winning over the next 3 years. So I don't know if it's a perfect fit. I don't think Stafford would be interested, and I don't see it happening for the New York Jets.
You know, like, I think the Jets should be, I know I would be overjoyed if Matthew Stafford said, hey, you know,
yes,
what? I want to be a Jet, figure it out with the money, whatever, to get it, make it work. Because with that roster and Stafford, I think you could win. You could be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are not lucky enough for Matthew Stafford to make that. Like, he'll pick the Giants where his career will go to die, just
yes,
because that roster is so far away.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets won't be lucky enough for Stafford to say, hey, you know what? If it's not L.A. and it's not the Steelers or one of the other good options out there, let it be the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but I don't know if we can.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You know, break down luck. I understand what you're saying, and I don't think he would pick the Jets.
I would take that. You're saying it's 2 to 3 years. I agree with you. That's the commitment.
Yeah.
If I'm the Jets, I sign up for that.
Yeah,
they have no real, and this is what we've been going over.
Yeah.
There's no real positive outlook for them having a young franchise quarterback in the next 2 to 3 years.
Right.
These are all bridge options.
Yep.
So if it's going to be the bridge, it's like,
oh, this is
by
far the best bridge.
The best bridge.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. This would be the best bridge. I think it's the best option outside of Aaron Rodgers, without question.
It would look crazy because you're right. You'd be paying both of them.
Yeah.
But in terms of what they are on the field, he is the best choice.
No
by
doubt.
By far.
By far. That's the best name. I've been through the list of culture quarterbacks. This is the best one. Now, I don't know. Again, part of it is the GM has to, the young offensive coordinator has to establish who he is and take control of the room. Like, we've heard that. I don't know if Matthew Stafford affords you that. I mean, he's not the diva, perceived diva, that Aaron Rodgers is, but right now he wants out of a Super Bowl winning team because he wants more money.
I mean, I guess coming to the Jets offers his wife New York still.
Still offers her New York, no doubt about it, and a new challenge, that's for sure. But does he come in and allow this young offensive coordinator to take over? Because like, that's been part of the deal. Like, he's got to have complete buy-in. I mean, this is a guy who is now looking for $50 million or he won't come play for you. I'm not trying to knock him. I have no idea what he'll be in the room. But if you told me Aaron Rodgers, who in my mind, and I know Diana Rossini has come up with a contrary report and she's been on top of things, I still think Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Jet. Right? There were reports that he was very adamant to the New York Jets that he wanted to stay, resurrect his career. There's some talk about Indianapolis. There's been some talk about Pittsburgh, although there hasn't been anything tangible that. Who knows where his next stop is? But if you're going to tell me, hey, part of the reason I don't want Aaron Rodgers is I've got to let this, you know, young offensive coach lead the room, and I need the young head coach to not have any issues with, you know, building culture and being the leader. Well, why would a veteran quarterback looking, you know, coming from an organization that's won a Super Bowl and knows how to win, you don't think he's going to come here with an opinion? You don't think he's going to come here with a certain way he believes it should be done? You don't think he's going to come in here with enough gravitas to tell a young offensive coordinator what's what? Like, maybe he won't. Maybe Rodgers is more apt to do those kind of things. I don't know. But the idea of culture building, That's a difficult argument when you're trying to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. You forget all that. Now you're just saying, I don't care about the culture building. I don't care about the young offensive coordinator trying to establish who he is. This is strictly about the play on the field.
Here's a fun prompt for you. Quarterback, you know, tell me, who would you rather have? Quarterback A, definite Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. towards the end of his career was changing teams, took a pay cut, was open to taking another pay cut. Quarterback B, towards the end of his career, probably a Hall of Famer, but it's not definite.
Right.
Both have won Super Bowl and is potentially forcing his way off of a contender to win because he wants as much money as possible. Who's the better fit for culture?
It's a very good question.
And who's the one that has, you know, all this negative attention
yep.
showering down on
100%. Him? 100%. There is no doubt. When we're talking about spinning the wheel of culture for the quarterback culture, the on-the-field product, absolutely. Matthew Stafford is without question the better option. But for all you guys who, part of the reason Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be here is you got to give this young coaching staff an opportunity to be the man. And Aaron Rodgers is going to hinder that. Well, again, as Fleegs just pointed out, one quarterback wants to be here. One quarterback already took a pay cut, willing to take another. The other quarterback wants off a Super Bowl caliber team who took the Eagles to within an inch of their life, closer than any other team. But that's not good enough. He doesn't want to stay there because he feels he's being disrespected, only making $40 million, and he wants 50. Which one is better for culture? Interesting discussion. I do think it's the best option of any of the names I'm going to give you as we continue to spin the wheel. And on the field, no doubt, even better than Aaron Rodgers. As of right now, today, moving forward into next year, you'd have to be... Listen, is it possible Aaron Rodgers has a better season next year than Matthew Stafford? I would still tell you, yes, that's possible. It's possible. That's how much I respect Aaron Rodgers. And he had a down year before winning two Super Bowl, MVPs. Before winning his last two MVPs, you look at that season, he had a down year with Green Bay. So I don't doubt Aaron Rodgers bouncing back. I really don't. But I'd have to be a fool to tell you it's more likely than Matthew Stafford having a great year. Matthew Stafford just played well. Matthew Stafford is still, you know, at the tail end of the prime of his career. He can still throw the hell out of the ball. He's been able to stay healthier, and he just led the Rams to the playoffs, and honestly, probably the best game against the Eagles played in the playoffs. So yeah, it's more likely that you get a better year next year out of the quarterback position with Matthew Stafford than Aaron Rodgers. So on that mere fact alone, I don't think I'm going to give you another name on the list where I can say that. But I can say it with Matthew Stafford. But it does bring its own issues. It brings paying the quarterback position upwards of $80 million. And it also adds to the idea of, if you're culture building, is this the guy who comes in and brings culture? A guy who wants off of a Super Bowl caliber team because $40 million is not enough? He needs 50? He's the kind of guy who's going to come in here and let this young offensive coordinator take control of the room? Aaron Rodgers won't do it, but Matthew Stafford will? I don't know.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.